Welcome to the SEO Tips and Tricks Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Jennings, and I have been the head of SEO at Soulheart for almost a decade. In that time, I have helped both for-profit businesses and nonprofits reach their goals through search engine optimization. Those goals include everything from brand awareness to profits and more. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how you can take your business or nonprofit to the next level by achieving 10x growth from organic traffic. If that sounds interesting to you, then keep listening because today's episode is one that everyone needs to understand. Today is the second episode of my ChatGPT for SEO series. If you haven't already checked out part one in this series, head over to soulheart.co to listen in. I'm going to be talking about how you can use artificial intelligence, otherwise known as AI, and ChatGPT to improve your natural language processing, otherwise known as NLP. What is NLP? Natural language processing is a branch of AI that helps computers understand human language. It involves teaching machines how to recognize patterns in language, analyze text, and even generate human-like responses. The easiest way to describe NLP is to think of it as teaching computers to talk and understand our language, just like how we learn and talk and understand each other. It helps computers understand what we mean when we say things in different ways so they can help us better. In the world of SEO, one of the reasons natural language processing is becoming increasingly important is that search engines like Google continue to prioritize semantic search over keyword-based search. Search engines like Google use NLP to understand the intent behind a user's search query. By analyzing the words and the phrases used in a search query, search engines can determine what the user is looking for and provide relevant results. As such, it's important for websites and content creators to optimize their content for NLP so that search engines can easily understand what their content is about. This will increase the likelihood of their content appearing in search results for relevant queries. For example, imagine that you run a blog that covers various topics related to cooking. If you use NLP techniques to optimize your content, search engines will be able to understand the topics you cover and the specific keywords associated with them. This means that when someone searches for something like how to make spaghetti carbonara, the search engine will be more likely to display your content if you have it optimized properly. In contrast, if you do not optimize your content for NLP, search engines may not be able to understand what your content is about, making it harder for users to find your website through search. This can ultimately lead to lower traffic and fewer conversions for your site. Overall, optimizing content for NLP is an essential part of SEO strategy. By doing so, content creators and website owners can improve their search engine ranking, increase visibility, and ultimately drive more traffic to their website. There are several different ways that NLP can help with your SEO efforts. Including NLP in your SEO efforts can help you better understand your audience, improve your keyword research, optimize your content structure, and make your content more natural and engaging. By taking advantage of the latest NLP tools and techniques, you can stay ahead of the curve in the constantly evolving world of SEO. Many people are using it to better understand user intent. NLP allows search engines to better understand the intent behind a user's search query. By analyzing language and context of the query, the search engines can determine what the user is looking for and provide more relevant results. This means that by optimizing your content for NLP, you can make it more likely that your content will be displayed to users who are looking for exactly what you're offering. The second way is improved keyword research. NLP tools like Answer the Public can help content creators identify the specific words and phrases that users are searching for in relation to their topic. By analyzing this data, you can optimize your content to include those keywords and phrases in a natural way, which can improve your search rankings. The third way is better content structure. NLP techniques like topic modeling and clustering can help you organize your content in a way that makes it easier for search engines to understand. By grouping related content together under a common theme or topic cluster, you can signal to search engines what your content is about and improve your chances of ranking for relevant search queries. The fourth way is more natural language. With the rise of voice search and other natural language interfaces, it's becoming increasingly important to optimize your content for the way people actually talk. NLP techniques can help you identify the words and phrases that people commonly use when talking about your topic, which can improve the naturalness of your content and make it more likely to rank well in voice search results. One of my favorite things about using ChatGPT or other AI tools like Jasper is the ability to produce content in an NLP-friendly way that gets results from search engines like Google. It speeds up my productivity and gives me a head start in the rankings race. And all of that starts by giving AI tools a good prompt. Today, I'm going to share three natural language processing prompts that can help you do the same. My first prompt that I'm going to share with you is how you can improve your content using ChatGPT. Let's say you have a cooking blog and you want to produce content on how to make homemade spaghetti sauce. You also want to ensure it gets picked up by Google. In order to make sure it gets picked up by Google, then you will want it to make sense to Google. So you can use this prompt. Answer the following in an NLP-friendly format. How do you make your own spaghetti sauce at home? When you enter that prompt into ChatGPT, you will get a list of instructions for making homemade spaghetti sauce. It begins with gather ingredients and then lists out the ingredients needed, including how much of each ingredient, and ends with your homemade spaghetti sauce is now ready to be served over your favorite pasta. But each step listed is concise, but provides yet the perfect amount of details for you to confidently make spaghetti sauce at home for the very first time. The more questions you can ask ChatGPT to provide you with NLP-friendly responses for, the more content you can produce. So think through your content. What are the important parts that you want to include in it? Start asking ChatGPT to explain each section in an NLP-friendly manner, and then you will have some great content that your users will understand and enjoy. And you will be able to ensure that search engines will also be able to understand what you are trying to relay and place that content in the correct search results, for which usually results in company goals getting met. Again, the prompt is answer the following in an NLP-friendly format and then ask the question. FAQs, also known as frequently asked questions, are important for SEO because they help improve user experience, increase the relevance of your content, increase the visibility of your website in search engine results, and increase your click-through rates. By leveraging the power of FAQs, you can stay ahead of the curve in the constantly evolving world of SEO. But how do you use ChatGPT and NLP for your FAQs? It's super easy. Sticking with our example of homemade spaghetti sauce, if you ask ChatGPT to, in an NLP-friendly way, write FAQs related to homemade spaghetti sauce, then you would see 20 different questions all about homemade spaghetti sauce that other users have also asked questions about on the internet. They will range from what ingredients do I need to make homemade spaghetti sauce to are there any low sodium options for homemade spaghetti sauce? From there, you can either answer the questions yourself or you can use your AI skills to the next level and ask ChatGPT to answer those questions in an NLP-friendly manner. Again, the prompt is, in an NLP-friendly way, write FAQs related to, and then insert your topic. Bonus prompt. You can also say, answer those questions in an NLP-friendly way. My third ChatGPT prompt for SEO on this episode is one that you can use after you've already published a piece of content. Many business owners and marketing managers overlook a valuable opportunity when considering the application of AI in their business or nonprofit endeavors, which is leveraging it to enhance existing published content. If you have content that seems stagnant in the search results pages, otherwise known as the SERPs, then using ChatGPT to give it a little turbo juice is a great idea. Copy the content that is already on the page and then paste it into ChatGPT and ask it to rewrite it in an NLP-friendly way. Then, compare the AI output to your current content. When you do that, you will find portions of your content that can be edited. Once you are satisfied with your edits and publish them, be patient and see what happens over the next couple of weeks. Track its ranking and see where it settles in the SERPs. The great thing about using AI after content is already produced is you can make the decision whether or not you want to use the new content, and it only takes a couple of minutes to produce. If you don't like it, it is not like you spent all day writing it. When I use this technique of making ChatGPT an editor after the fact, I undoubtedly find things that I love and things that I ignore. So don't use everything it produces if you don't like it. And if you notice a negative dip of the rankings for an extended period of time, then just change it back. SEO is all about experimenting and finding what works for your specific niche. Again, the prompt is, rewrite this content in an NLP-friendly way, and then paste your content. Well, folks, there you have it. Those are my three ChatGPT for SEO tips for this episode. If you missed last week's tips, then I highly recommend going back to that episode and listen. And if you want even more ChatGPT prompts to improve your website's search engine optimization, then you will definitely want to go to soulheart.co/SEO and sign up for my exclusive content that I don't even share on this podcast. Oh, and one final tip that I want to share with you that may be the most important of them all. Remember to be kind and polite to the bots. If AI bots do in fact take over the world, hopefully they will remember your gestures and give you a cushy job. Sorry, the dad in me couldn't pass up the opportunity to share a corny joke. But that's all for today's episode. Now go improve your content with NLP, help from ChatGPT, and have a great day.